Novelist Henry James said the two most beautiful words in the English language were summer afternoon. And what better way to spend a summer afternoon than with a good book? As vacation season nears, here comes some reading suggestions from independent booksellers. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg makes the introductions.
Meet Rona Brindley, owner of The Bookmark in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Her choices are always lively.
You know, I'm in Florida. We like wacky in Florida.
But in this case, the wacky is set in California, where a successful New York sculptor moves in search of a simpler life.
And he's become a Brussels sprout farmer.
A Brussels sprout farmer.
Everyone's favorite vegetable, don't you think?
Yeah, next to kale.
Next to kale. Well, in addition to growing Brussels sprouts, he grows a little bit of marijuana on the side.
Don Lee's novel is called Rack and Ruin. The hero does his farming in the fictional town of Rosarita Bay near San Francisco and finds it has a lot to offer.
He could get reflexology, myofacial body work, or custom aromatherapy. He could get his body contoured and enlightened, detoxified and moisturized. He could get his polarity unblocked, his meridians balanced, his lymphatic fluids flowing. But he could not apparently get a simple old-fashioned massage wherein his muscles could be pounded and kneaded into submission.
Rona Brindley says Rack and Ruin is a great beach read, full of fabulous characters. In addition to the nouveau farmer, there's an estranged brother, a girlfriend, and a guy who wants to buy the farm and turn it into a golf course. She says you'd want to have coffee with any one of them. Rona finds more great characters in David Benioff's novel City of Thieves. A successful 34-year-old L.A. screenwriter is asked to do an essay about his life.
Once he starts, he realizes he has what he himself calls an intensely dull life.
Intensely dull?
Intensely dull. Not a bad life, but not all that interesting.
So he interviews his grandfather, Lev Benioff, about his life, and thereby hangs a World War II tale. Lev was a young man during the siege of Leningrad. He's thrown into jail for theft with a cellmate locked up for desertion. They're sure they'll be shot.
But they get a reprieve for a very odd reason. The colonel needs a dozen eggs because his daughter's getting married and his wife wants her to have a wedding cake.
They have 5 days to find the eggs, and Rona Brindley says those days are filled with inhumanity, bravery, humor, desperation, and lessons about teenage sex. City of Thieves by David Benioff. In Fairway, Kansas, a suburb of Kansas City, Steve Shupiro, who was book maven at Rainy Day Books, picks another World War II-related book, an epistolary, I always wanted to say that on the radio, novel with a wonderful title.
The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society.
The series of letters that authors Mary Ann Schaffer and Annie Barrows create are written in 1946 by a young London author and residents of the island of Guernsey.
You discover that this Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society actually came into being because Guernsey was occupied by the Germans during the Second World War.
Members of the Guernsey Society describe life under occupation. They are hungry for food and for news. The letters from London help. Steve Shapiro also likes What Happened to Anna Kay, a first novel by Irena Rain.
You know, it takes a lot of chutzpah to do a makeover, so to speak, on one of the most memorable characters in world literature.
That character is Anna Karenina. Rain's character, also Anna, is a Russian-American. Steve says the book mixes 19th-century romance and longing with 21st-century flash, dash, and cash.
The novel is a cross between Tolstoy's original and The Devil Wears Prada. However, since the focus is on the Russian emigre community in Queens, it's more like The Devil Wears Imitation Prada.
What Happened to Anna Kay could, according to Steve Shapiro, be about any emigre community, any hyphenated group, Cuban Americans, Irish Americans.
It's the way that people try to bring their past and their present together.
Another first novel is the choice of book buyer Lucia Silva at Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California. The heroine of Hillary Jordan's book is a Memphis schoolteacher who marries late in life and moves to a farm in the Mississippi Delta. It's right after World War II in the Jim Crow South. The book is called Mudbound. Lucia reads why.
When I think of the farm, I think of mud. Limbing my husband's fingernails and encrusting the children's knees and hair, sucking at my feet like a greedy newborn on the breast, marching in boot-shaped patches across the plank floors of the house. There was no defeating it. The mud coated everything. I dreamed in brown.
Another post-World War II relationship is the subject of Andrew Sean Greer's new novel, The Story of a Marriage. Lucia Silva says the book is short and magical, a fable, really, about love. She says the prose is exquisite, suspenseful.
What's the story?
I loved reading it blind, so anybody who wants to do that should do that.
Oh, not listen to you as you tell. Okay, turn off your radio, folks.
She'll let us tell this much. It's the story of slowly revealed secrets. A fellow shows up at the door of a San Francisco couple and offers the woman a lot of money to run away with him, to the surprise of all involved.
And it ends up ultimately being much more about how much one person can ever know another person and how much we know about somebody is what we create about them.
Finally, Lucia Silva chooses a collection of stories called My Mistress's Sparrow is Dead, great love stories from Chekhov to Monroe. And in between are Faulkner, Joyce, Nabokov, Carver, Paley, Brodsky, all tales of passion, affairs, failures, achings, even a few happy love stories. Lucia says it is the best fiction collection she has ever read, thanks to the collection's editor, novelist Jeffrey Eugenides. He has curated the stories as you would an exhibition, she says, or a great mixtape. Lucia's all-time favorite story is part of the mix, How to Be an Other Woman by Laurie Moore. An excerpt.
When you were six, you thought mistress meant to put your shoes on the wrong feet. Now you're older and you know it can mean many things, but essentially it means to put your shoes on the wrong feet.
A bit of Laurie Moore, part of the collection My Mistress's Sparrow is Dead. Thanks to all our independent booksellers. Happy vacation reading. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can read excerpts of all of these books, plus find more bookseller recommendations at npr.org/books. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.